today is, what's the 4th? I believe today's the 6th, I believe it is.
Okay.
If I'm not too, I may be off just a little bit.
And, what part of Chattanooga would you say we're in? Are we in a, what subdivision are we in?
Well, we're out in, I would call it the eastern section.
Okay, does it have a name?
Well, we're out here in, this is Walker Road, we're up on Walker Road out here. And I don't know exactly what we would be, classed, of course, it's all this under the heading of Chattanooga. And, we're out here on, Walker Road and, instead of the Gap Road.
Okay, and, let's see, could you state your whole name?
Ernest Hulver.
Okay, and do you have a middle name?
No, I don't.
Okay, and your address?
My address is Hamilton County Nursing Home.
Okay. What was your address, in the...
Tennessee, Route 1.
Okay. And, your birthplace?
Holton Park in Chattanooga.
Okay. And, where is that term still used? Is that still a subdivision?
Mm-hmm. Still out there. It's still out there.
Is it what, towards the center of the...
Oh, it's down, know. It's kind of mostly, it's out kind of, I believe now, in, more of the eastern section of Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of southeast, something like that.
Now what, as far up as, let's say, Red Bank?
Oh, no. It's on down, in the southern part of Chattanooga. It's on now. If you go pump through the business district of Chattanooga to get out there. It used to go through by the business section of Chattanooga. I don't know whether there's any better way to get out there at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What did you used to do for work?
Worked King Boy Ship Mill as a dye cloth.
Could you tell me a little about your work you did, and then you
Yeah, I would. I first started out getting up dye, making up dye, weighing it, and getting the dye ready for putting into the batches when they get the tub scoured out, and the word scour is cleaning the cloth, getting it ready for the dye.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put in the dye bath, which is a small soapy solution.
Mm-hmm.
That helps your cloth to take up the dye better and more even. Because you're taking a real light shade of dye in a piece of cloth. If it's not fixed to where it can go in that evenly, it'll spot it.
And now where is this factory?
Up at Daisy. This moon now it's gone to Nashville.
Ah. Well, and how long did you work there?
20 years.
And did you have any other work that you've done before that?
Well, let's see. Before I worked there, I worked at Home Store Warehouse.
And what type of work did you do there?
Just labor in the warehouse, hip stacking and taking care of the stacking crew and stuff like that.
Okay. About how much formal education were you able to get?
Fifth.
And where did you go to school?
Gold Point School.
And is that still here?
No, the school's torn down. I don't know whether you've ever heard of the Gold Point Circle or not. You're not familiar with this part of the country up in here. But at now then, it's up there in what they call Gold Point Circle, up on the lake, which is occupied now by recreation facilities such as that along the shorelines of the lake.
And about what is your age?
I'm 62.
Okay. And when were you born?
November 10th, 1909.
Okay. And your religion?
I'm a Baptist.
Okay. Could you tell me a little about the neighborhood that you grew up in?